End of Term Test 2, Semester 1. 1. Listening. Task 2. Listen to a student and his mother talking about his diet and complete the table. Write no more than 3 words and/or a number in each blank. You will listen twice.
Hey, Noah. Would you like some beef stew for dinner tonight?
Can we have something else? I'm thinking of cutting down on my meat consumption, specifically beef.
Why do you want to do that?
Beef production has negative impacts on our environment, and I want to be more responsible with my choices.
How can cows harm the environment?
A result of cows' digestive process is methane. It's a powerful greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change.
I didn't know that.
The production of beef also indirectly leads to deforestation. To meet the increasing global demand for meat, forests are being cut down to make space for cattle farms.
You're a teenager, Noah. You need all the nutrients to support your growing body, and that includes protein.
There are other high-protein foods that require fewer resources to produce. I can replace meat with fish or plant-based foods like soya and peanuts.
You mean everyone should cut out meat from their diet?
Not really, Mom. There are a lot of sustainable farming techniques, so we should buy meat from companies that value our environment.
Okay, I see.
Now listen again.
Hey, Noah. Would you like some beef stew for dinner tonight?
Can we have something else? I'm thinking of cutting down on my meat consumption, specifically beef.
Why do you want to do that?
Beef production has negative impacts on our environment, and I want to be more responsible with my choices.
How can cows harm the environment?
A result of cows' digestive process is methane. It's a powerful greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change.
I didn't know that.
The production of beef also indirectly leads to deforestation. To meet the increasing global demand for meat, forests are being cut down to make space for cattle farms.
You're a teenager, Noah. You need all the nutrients to support your growing body, and that includes protein.
There are other high-protein foods that require fewer resources to produce. I can replace meat with fish or plant-based foods like soya and peanuts.
You mean everyone should cut out meat from their diet?
Not really, Mom. There are a lot of sustainable farming techniques, so we should buy meat from companies that value our environment.
Okay, I see.